earliest direct evidence of milk consumption. Scientists have discovered the earliest direct evidence of milk consumption by humans. The team identified milk protein entombed in dental plaque on the teeth of prehistoric farmers from Britain. It shows that humans were consuming dairy products as early as 6,000 years ago, despite being lactose intolerant. This could suggest they processed the raw milk into cheese, yogurt, or some other fermented product. This would have reduced their lactose content, making it more palatable. The team members scraped samples of a plaque off the teeth, separated the different components within it, and analyzed them using mass spectrometry. They detected a milk protein called a beta-lactoglobulin in the tartar of 7 individuals spanning early to middle Neolithic times. Proteomic analysis of calculus is a fairly recent technique. There have been a few studies before, but they have generally been a historical archaeological material rather than the prehistoric material. Co-author Dr. Sophie Charton from the Department of the Archaeology of the University of York told BBC News, "Lactose intolerance rises from the inability to digest the lactose sugar contained in the milk beyond infancy. This means that consuming milk-based foods can cause uncomfortable symptoms such as abdominal pain, diarrhea, and nausea. However, many modern Europeans possess a genetic mutation, which allows for a continued consumption of milk into adulthood. This mutation affects a section of DNA controlling the activity of the gene for lactase, an enzyme that breaks down lactose sugar. However, previous studies of the genetics of Neolithic Europeans show that they lacked this mutation." Dr. Churton said it was possible for these Stone Age people were limited themselves to small amounts of milk. If you have lactose intolerance and you consume very, very small amounts of milk, then it doesn't make you too ill. You just about cope with that, she explained. But Dr. Chilton added, the alternative option, which I think is perhaps slightly more plausible, is that they were processing the milk in such a way that it's removing a degree of the lactose. So if you process it into a cheese or a fermented milk product or a yogurt, then it does decrease the lactose content, so you could more easily digest it. That idea fits quite well with the other archaeological evidence for the period in which we find dairy fats inside lots of Neolithic pottery, both in the UK and the rest of Europe. In addition, some of the milk residues found in those pots appear to have been heated, which would be required for processing raw milk into cheese or some other product. The human remains tested in the study come from these Neolithic sites. Hambleton Hill in Dorset, Hazelton North in Gloucestershire, and Banbury Lane in North Hampshire. More than one quarter of the pottery fragments in Hambleton Hill had milk slippage on them, suggesting that dairy foods are very important to the people living in that site. Other Neolithic sites show evidence of animal herds that are consistent with those used for dairying. Genetic studies of an ancient population from across Eurasia show that lactose persistence only became common very recently, despite the consumption of milk products in the Neolithic. The mutation has started to appear by the Bronze Age, but even at the time, it was only presented in 5 to 10% of Europeans. The Neolithic Age in Britain lasted about 6,000 to 4,400 years ago and saw the introduction of farming, including the use of domesticated animals such as cows, sheep, pigs, and goats.